California appeals court has struck down a key provision of a new state law that allows prosecutors, not judges, to decide whether to try juveniles as adults. The court ruled that Proposition 21, which was passed by California voters last year, is unconstitutional. The ruling is in response to a challenge of the law by 8 teenagers accused of attacking 5 elderly Mexican migrant workers in San Diego last year. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Amitha Sharma reports.
On a hot July afternoon last summer, a group of teenagers kicked, beat, and shot elderly Mexican migrant workers. The attack was labeled a hate crime and called one of the worst in San Diego County history. Police arrested 8 teenage boys, 7 white and 1 Latino from an upscale neighborhood. The next day, prosecutors decided to try the boys as adults under Proposition 21. Defense lawyers cried foul. They challenged Proposition 21, charging it violates the separation of powers clause in the Constitution. Defense attorneys say such serious decisions as to whether juveniles should be tried as adults should stay in the hands of unbiased judges, not elected district attorneys. Yesterday, the 4th District Court of Appeals agreed and struck down that part of the voter initiative. Carrie Steigerwalt, who represents one of the boys, says the ruling essentially guts the new law.
This decision today took the heart out of Proposition 21. Proposition 21 remains in some viable other aspects, but not in relationship to being able to take juveniles and thrust them into the adult system.
Trying juveniles as adults significantly raises the stakes for young offenders. In juvenile court, minors can be sentenced to a youth prison until the age of 25, but in adult court, they can be sentenced to prison for life. Defense lawyers say any challenge to the ruling is going to be tough. San Diego District Attorney Paul Pfingst, not much of an advocate for Prop 21 in the first place, says he hasn't made up his mind whether to appeal. It's been more than 7 months since the migrants were attacked, and the case is still on hold. He says an appeal to the California Supreme Court would only put off justice even longer for the victims who are in their late 60s.
My feeling is that a year and a half of judicial delay before anyone is even arraigned in a case of this seriousness, where 3 men in this county were assaulted, beaten, robbed, and terrorized because simply of the fact that they were Mexican, may be something that we cannot tolerate.
California law expert David Steinberg says even if this case doesn't land Prop 21 in the state Supreme Court, other challenges ultimately will. He says the court's ruling is flawed because right now prosecutors already have broad discretion in deciding how crimes are handled.
The most dramatic example has to do with capital punishment. It is the prosecutor who decides whether to seek the death penalty, not the judge. If a prosecutor constitutionally can make that decision, then a prosecutor constitutionally can make the choice between the adult justice system and the juvenile justice system.
Attorneys on both sides of the case say even if the court's ruling stands, some of the 8 teens could still be tried as adults because of the severity of the crime. For NPR News, I'm Amitha Sharma in San Diego.